Caro Rav, volevo farvi una domanda, se possibile.
Rav, רציתי לשאול אותך שאלה.
Rav, I wanted to ask a question if it's possible.
Of course.
Lari, Balasulam, Rabash.
הנשמות הגדולות האלה.
These great souls of Balasulam and Rabash.
Che può dare all'umanità una svolta, un contributo enorme.
They gave us a method that can awaken in humanity a great revolution.
Per me, per noi che non li abbiamo conosciuti personalmente, non abbiamo conosciuto Rabash personalmente, per esempio.
For us that we didn't know them personally, let's say Rabash, we didn't know him personally.
Per esprimere la mia gratitudine a queste grandi anime, lo devo fare nel pensiero, lo devo fare nella preghiera, lo devo fare nell'azione.
I wanted to know, how is it possible to show our gratitude to these great souls in thought, in speaking, actions? How can we thank them?
To thank these souls, we can do only by joining them and continuing their work. What they wrote, to actually implement it. That's all. There's nothing else to do. Imagine to yourselves, if we were in their place, what would we want of people? Only to make use of it, to make the correction as quick as possible, to reach the situation, the state where we give contentment to the Creator, that's all. So let's do that. It's connection, as the Ari writes as well, and all of the Kabbalists. Look at what Rabbi Akiva writes, how and what he demanded of his students. So there's nothing else for us to do. We need, and also what we need is to make an effort to convey this method in the easiest, most approachable and accessible manner, in many different ways, different languages, many different outlooks and many different styles. It can be songs, it can be books and video clips and various forms of virtual writing. Everything that you have today, all of that we need to do. We don't have anything else with which to delight those great ones, our teachers. That's the only way. Yes, so we'll do it. We're talking about the Ari and the rest of the Kabbalists. We should understand that we're talking about souls. The soul is a divine part from above, an eternal part. If we come to reach our soul, we connect to the general network of all of the souls through the individual soul, to the entire collective vessel which the Creator created. And by that, we truly, if you can say that, do a great favor to the Ari, do a great kindness to him, seeing as he did so much to bring us to the work of God. That was all of his work. That's all he did. And by that, we give life to that soul. We extend that life. So I hope very much that we understand that and that we continue and persevere day by day. We only have a few such special souls which are, you could say, cornerstones of the spiritual development of humanity. This is from Adam, Adam Arishon, who was the first Kabbalist, who attained his root. Right? He's the first. And the rest who came after him, those special ones that we... those names that we do recognize from the Tanakh and then from the Talmud and throughout the exile, all of the writings, the Midrash, the words of the sages, and through to the Ari. And after the Ari, we know great many people, but there are none so great as the Ari. There aren't people who worked for us as the Ari did. You could say, what did Moses do for us, or Avraham, even though they're much, much greater, many times over, than the Ari? But for us, the one closest to us is the most important. To me, the Rabash is the most important, because he took all of the spiritual literature and spiritual work and composed it, arrange it into articles and questions, answers, and so on. And from that, I can suckle, I can get the entire process which I need to go through as part of my inner work. And so it is with the Ari. He's the most important, because Baal Sulam, according to what he wrote, wrote to us the study of the Ten Sefirot. And so according to that, we can at least to some extent know of the worlds, the Sefirot, the Partsufim, all those upper systems, without which it's difficult for us to understand where we are at all. And therefore, they're very important to us, those great ones. We're all within that one soul called Adam. But they are such special parts, they are the most prominent parts of that soul, those who activate it, operate it. And so we're very glad to have some connection to them, like, well, for example, Rabbi Shimon with the Book of Zohar, the Ari, with the writings of the Ari, Baal Sulam, Rabash. That's the mainstay, yeah, what we have from them. And truly, we should be grateful to the Creator. We should thank Him for having arranged such loyal emissaries, messengers for us, which, thanks to them, we can reach our purpose. What can we sing in honor of this occasion?
Mi aish achafetz chayim o'er yamin o'er yamin lirotto ay 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 mi aish achafetz chayim. Sol, shon, chamera, vuzfatera.
טרם שנאצלו הנאצלים ונבראו הנבראים, היה אור עליון פשוט ממלא את כל המציאות. ולא היה שום מקום פנוי בבחינה...
Behold that before the emanation were emanated and the creatures were created, the upper simple light had filled the whole of existence, and there was no vacancy such as an empty air or a hollow, but all was filled with that simple, boundless light, and there was no such part as head or end, but everything was one. Simple light, balanced evenly and equally. And it was called the light of Ein Sof. And when upon his simple will came the desire to create the worlds, and emanate the emanations, to bring to light the perfection of his deeds, his names, his appellations, which was the cause of the creation of the worlds. Then the Ein Sof restricted himself in his middle point, precisely at the center, and he restricted that light and drew far off to the sides around that middle point. And there remained an empty space, an empty air, a vacuum, precisely from the middle point. And that restriction was equally around that empty middle point, so that the space was evenly circled around it. And after the restriction, when the vacant space remained empty, precisely in the middle of the light of Ein Sof, a place was formed where the emanations, creations, formations, and actions might reside. Then, from the light of Ein Sof, a single light hung down from above, lowered into that space. And through that line, he emanated, created, formed, and made all the worlds. Prior to these four worlds, there was one light of Ein Sof, whose name is One, in wondrous hidden unity. And even in the angels closest to him, there is no force and no attainment in the Ein Sof. And there is no mind of a created that could attain him. And he has no place, no boundary, no name. The Ari Tree of Life, Gate 1.
Is there anything? What?
Is it serious, Matim?
What song do we have that's appropriate?
Shiru Ulo Zamu Ulo Sikhu Bechol Nifleota. Italelu b'shem kodsho, italelu b'shem kodsho, ismach lebecha k'shei Hashem, ismach lebecha k'shei Hashem. Italelu b'shem kodsho, italelu b'shem kodsho,
ישמח לב מבקשי השם, ישמח לב מבקשי השם.
תקרא גם שתיים ושלוש.
קטע מספר 2 מתוך בעל הסולם, הקדמה לספר פנים מאירות ומסבירות.
Chapter 2, עץ חיים, introduction to שער ההקדמות.
בואו ואבינו כמה וכמה יש לנו להחזיק טובה לרבותינו.
There is no generation where special men of סגולה, chosen men are not found, upon whom the Holy Spirit rests, and Eliyahu the prophet reveals himself to them and teaches them the secrets of his wisdom. In each generation, the Creator wondrously showed us His mercy and enlightened us by the remnant, which the Creator calls out in each generation, as well as in this, our generation. The God of the first and the last, He has not left Israel without a Redeemer, and was jealous for His land, and showed mercy to His people, and sent us a city and a Holy One, who came down from heaven, the great and holy righteous Rav, my teacher and my Rav, the Ari, filled with Torah as the pomegranate. In the writings, in Mishnah, Talmud, with dissertations and Midrashim and Agadot, with the acts of creation, the works of Merkava, full of knowledge of the language of trees and the language of fowl, the language of angels, knowing the wisdom of the Partsuf, as mentioned by Rashbi. Who knows all of the works of men, what they did and what they will do? Excerpt 3, Baal Sulam, introduction to Panim Mirot Umasbirot, item 8. Come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness, and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning, as we have said above. Each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his Torah and sanctity. Our sages have already said, you have not a generation with such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Indeed, that godly man, our Rav Yitzchak Luria, troubled and provided us the fullest measure, and he did wondrously more than his predecessors. And if I had a tongue that praises, I would praise that day when his wisdom appeared almost as the day when the Torah was given to Israel.
ואין קבלת הראשונים וקבלת הגאונים זכר כולם לברכה וכל חיי רוחם הדביקו בחוכמתו הקדושה בייחוד. קטע מספר 4 מתוך בעל הסולם איגרת למדת. בעת פטירתו לא היה שם רחו זל, וזה לשונו מילה במילה.
Except for, at the time of his death, the Rahu Zal was not there, and this is what he said, word for word. Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen, rest his peace, told me that when my teacher passed away, when I came out from his room, he entered, and he cried before him and said, and this is the hope that we were all wishing for you to live, to see goodness and Torah and wisdom, great wisdom in the world. And he replied to me, if I found even one righteous, complete righteous person among you, I would not be taken from this world. He, while saying it, he asked about me, about Chaim Vital. He said, where did Chaim go? He left me at such a time. He was very saddened. He understood from his words that he had some secret to pass on to me. So he, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, said to him, what shall we do from now on? He, the Ari, replied, tell the friends on my behalf that from this day on they will not engage at all in this wisdom that I taught, for they did not understand it properly. Only Rav Chaim Vital shall engage in it, alone, in a whisper and in hiding. He, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, said, but is there no hope at all? He said, if you merit it, I will come to you and teach you. He replied to him, but how will you come and teach us if you are now departing this world? And he replied, you have no knowledge of the concealed, of how my coming to you will be. And promptly he passed away. Know for certain that since the time of the Ari to this day, there has never been anyone who understood the method of the Ari to its fullest extent, as it was easier to attain a mind twice as great and twice as holy than the Ari's than to understand his method, in which many hands fiddled, from the one who heard them through to the first writer and to the last compilers, while they still did not attain the matters as they are in their upper root. Thus each one inverted and confused the matters. And now, by the Creator's will, I have been rewarded with conceiving, being impregnated with the soul of the Ari, not because of my good deeds, but by a higher will. It is beyond me, too, why I have been chosen for this wonderful soul which no one has been granted from the day of his passing until this day. I cannot elaborate on this matter because it is not my way to discuss these wonderful, wondrous things. Excerpt 6. The Ari warned me, and all the friends that were together with us, to take upon ourselves the commandment of do concerning love your friend as yourself, and aim to love everyone as his own soul, everyone of Israel, since by this his prayer will be included with all Israel and rise to make corrections above, and particularly in regard to our love of friends. Each one must integrate as if he's an organ of his friends, and he greatly cautioned me concerning this matter. Excerpt
7.
Toldot Ha'ari. The Tales of the Ari. One day, on the eve of the Sabbath, the Ari sat with his friends to greet the Shabbat, the Sabbath, as always. He said to the friends, let us go to Jerusalem, for I see that this time is the true time of redemption. Some of the friends said, how can we go to Jerusalem at this time, as it is more than 100 kilometers away? And some friends said, it is a good thing. We are willing to go. However, we should first go and inform our wives so they don't worry for us, and then we will go. Then the Ari shouted and cried at the friends and said, the accusation of the devil was so efficient that it cancelled the redemption of Israel. I give you my word that from the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and up until this day, never was there a better time for redemption than this hour. Were you to acknowledge this, we would have the temple and all of Israel would assemble within Jerusalem. And now that time has passed and Israel are in exile once more. And when the friends heard this, they regretted what they had done, but it was too late.
Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu Ve'Hu Yoshiyeinu. Ve'Hu Yashmi'enu L'Rachamav Sheli L'Enei Kol Chai, Ve'Hu
Let us achieve and win to be great and correct students of the Holy Ari through our teacher Bala Sulam and our teacher Rabash. Let us succeed to fulfill everything that they wanted us to fulfill and realize, to realize their hope.